Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi kashafad duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi sallu alayhi wa alihi. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madini channel and the social media to our program called The Early Echo. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's program, we shall be speaking about the excellence of halal and warning against haram. What are the excellence and the virtues of halal earnings? Living a or earning halal sustenance and rosy, which is to eat halal and consume halal, mashallah, and the warnings regarding those people who eat haram and earn haram as well. So inshallah, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will listen to the ayat and verses in the Holy Quran regarding this, as well as the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, some beautiful and amazing parables of our pious predecessors that shows how much of concern they had in regards to abstinence from haram. Allahu Akbar. It will indeed motivate us, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel and the social media. So yes, as per routine, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we listen to the naas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yes, we will also be connecting with a muballigh of da'wat Islami who will be connecting with us from a different part of South Africa known as Pretoria, which is also situated in South Africa. So inshallah, let us begin by narrating this beautiful and fragrant hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May our souls be sacrificed at his feet. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the one who recites durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. So the Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we are going to be listening to, is none other than Mere Kamli Wale Ki Shan Hi Nirali Hai. Very beautiful Nat. MashaAllah Zawajal, and our brother Abdul Azim Attari Sallamahul Bari will be reciting this Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we will be back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mere kamli
Shani, Nira.
شان میرا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. میرے کملے والی کی شان ہی نرالی ہے, ہر طرف مدینے میں بھیڑ ہے فقیروں کی, ہر طرف مدینے میں بھیڑ ہے فقیروں کی, ایک دینے والا ہے سارا جگ سوالی ہے. سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful and amazing ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we were listening to. May Allah عز و جل grant us the ability and توفیق to present ourselves in the court of Mustafa جان رحمت صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel and the social media, welcome back to our program called The Early Echo. And in today's program, we shall be discussing the excellence of halal and warnings against haram earnings. So, a very beautiful parable which will teach us for this great personality that I am about to discuss is the leader of hundreds of thousands of Hanafis, and he is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Qurban jaye, he would also do business to sustain himself and his family, to have a livelihood in this world. He would do business, and as it has been mentioned about him, that he would do cloth business. He was in the cloth industry, and therefore he would have his own business exporting, importing, and selling goods to do with garments and fabric, etc., etc. So, Hazrat Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that when Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, remember well, the leader of hundreds of thousands of followers, mashallah, who has such a great and such a big following, yet this is his simplicity, this is his honesty, this is how he would do business and trade. Allahu Akbar. That Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reports that whenever he would send me any goods, if there is any defects in the clothing or in the garment or fabric that he would send, he would inform me and say, "Oh Hafs, do not forget to inform this or tell this to the buyer that certain garment, certain clothing has a certain defect in it." Allahu Akbar. And then he says, once what happened was, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala had informed me regarding the defect of that fabric or that garment, and I had forgotten to tell this to the buyer who had bought that. Allahu Akbar. He says, then I informed Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala that you had told me about the defect of certain garments, but I mistakenly had sold that already without informing the buyer. Look at the taqwa and the piety of the leaders, of the leader of hundreds of thousands of followers, mashallah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala instantly had given, Allahu Akbar, he gave the amount of clothes in charity as sadaqah. He gave the amount of clothes that was sold to the buyer, he given that amount of clothes in charity as sadaqah, just so that he should not carry the burden of selling something which has defects in it without informing the buyer. Allahu Akbar. These days here, we hide the faults and the defects of our products so that it just may get sold, and the one who buys it is totally unaware whether we sell our vehicles, we sell our mobile phones, we sell our laptops and computers, you know. I'm just saying, and this is the reality, people are scared that agar main aib bata dunga, phir shayad ye mera maal na bike. Na batane mein bhala hai, to hum na batate, hum chupate in cheezo ko. We hide the defects of the faults and defects of the products that we sell. But this is such a leader that is leading in such a way, and he's informing his followers that when you do business as well, this is how you do business. You should be more concerned of your dunya and akhirat, that when you live in this world, you should live as a true follower of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when you leave this world, you should be saved from the torment of the grave and in the hereafter. And that is only possible if you had followed the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He knew very well that lying and cheating in business would only bring about disgrace, and it would remove the blessing from the business. As these days people swear in their business by saying wallahi, billahi, tallahi, you know, they take false oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get their goods sold. They would even lie about the prices. Yeah, they would lie even about the prices of the products that they are selling, and they would not tell the truth how much they have purchased it for. Sometimes to make you feel better, they would tell you lies about the prices and say, I've only purchased this for example, 50 rands, and I'm giving it to you for 55 rands. Sometimes they would lie and say that I'm giving it to you for free, I'm not making even a single cent profit. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy and His rahmah upon us. However, from this parable of Imam Azab Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, those people should learn a very good lesson whose only maqsad and sole purpose in this world is to accumulate wealth of this dunya. Those who have only made their maqsad and their mission, their vision to earn wealth and to accumulate wealth, learn from this beautiful parable that if you are a Hanafi, you follow Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what an excellent example he had set by demonstrating his taqwa and piety in this regard, that he had given that amount of garments and clothes in charity that was sold without mentioning its defects. Allahu Akbar. So for those who only have one maqsad in dunya, that I must accumulate wealth, dolat aaye, paisa aaye, jaidat aaye, paise aa jaye chahe jaise aaye. If this is only our maqsad and mission in this world, to accumulate wealth, then we should be concerned about our akhirah. Just as Imam Azab Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had mentioned to us. Because remember, the more wealth you have in this world, the more accountability you would face on the day of judgment. Nonetheless, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, because the fact or the importance of earning halal livelihood in this world can be understood from this verse of the Holy Quran. And not one but several places in the glorious Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the importance of earning a halal livelihood in this world. He Azza wa Jal has said,
وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Eat from the sustenance which Allah has given to you, the lawful and the pure, and fear Allah Azza wa Jal, in whom you believe. Subhanallah. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says,
Ya ayyuhan nasu kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwatish shaytan innahu lakum aduwwum mubin.
O mankind, eat from what is lawful and pure in the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. Regarding this verse, in the tafsir of the Holy Quran known as Siratul Jinan, it has been mentioned that to earn halal, halal and pure means that the thing which is halal itself, such as the goat meat, which is halal. Furthermore, vegetables and lentils which belong to the earth. And abstain, protect yourself from obtaining unlawful things via unlawful means such as bribery, robbery, cheating. So eat that which is halal and even protect yourself from cheating. Meaning, in other words, you obtain wealth from the world. You are eating halal, but on the other hand, you are giving bribery, or you are taking bribery to eat halal. So in other words, on either way there is a fault. Whether you're eating halal
meat and you're eating halal food, but the way you obtained that money was via cheating, bribery, robbery, usury. For example, you are taking a lot of interest. So in other words, you have lost the maqsad. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to only consume that which is halal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Hadrat Sayyiduna Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, what a beautiful, fragrant narration this is. He says, obedience is hidden in the divine treasure. Obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal is hidden in the divine treasure. And dua is the key to this treasure. Supplication is the key to this treasure. Halal food is the teeth of this key. Allahu Akbar. In other words, halal, that which you eat, that what you earn, is the teeth of this key. So if the key has no tooth, the door of the treasure will not be opened. Then how can one manage to get access to the obedience hidden into it? Allahu Akbar. So if you have the key, but there is no grooves on that key, just as when you want to open a lock, the only time the lock can be opened is that if the grooves or the teeth of that key is correct, then only you would undo that lock, you would open that lock. Likewise, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, halal food is the key or is the teeth of that key. And this key is the door to the treasures of obedience. The only time one can be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal in regards to his namaz, his roza, his hajj, his zakat, his speech, his living in this world is that if he eats halal, if he consumes that which is halal. Our pious predecessors, look at the lives of the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. How concerned they were regarding halal. To this extent that Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, who in fact Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a servant. And this servant would prepare food, he would bring food for Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ek martaba aap kafi bhuke the, he was hungry, he haven't eaten for some time. And this khadim of his brought some food and came. Reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to eat. Who? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As he was eating, to khadim ne poochhi liya, sarkar, jab bhi main khana aapke bargah mein pesh karta hoon, to aap hamesha mujhse poochte hain ki ye khana main kahan se lekar aaya hoon? Where have I obtained or where have I bought or brought this food from? And I would then relate to you. But aaj aapne poocha hi nahi, today you never even asked me from where have I brought this food. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala then stopped and then asked him, do tell me, inform me, from where have you brought this food? So he says, in the time of ignorance, zamanai jahiliyat mein, once I was passing by a town, there was somebody who was very sick. I performed some rituals, you know, some recitation. I recited some things in the time of the ignorance that people used to do so. And by my recitation, that person was then cured. And after so many years, today when I pass by that village or that town, so those people remembered me, they recognized me. And as a gift, they had given me this food for the favor what I have done in the time of ignorance. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, after hearing and understanding this, he stopped eating and he even placed his Mubarak finger in his mouth and he had taken out that which he has already eaten. In other words, he vomited that food which was already in his stomach and then he said, remember, Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment, he would burn that portion of the body which has nourished because of haram sustenance. Allahu Akbar. That part or that portion of the body which you have nourished by the means of obtaining haram, that will burn in the hellfire. Saying this, he had vomited everything that he had eaten. How cautious they were, dear viewers on this Madani channel. On the other hand, look at our condition. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. Eat and drink with pleasure the reward of what you sent ahead in the past days. And whoever does not refrain from consuming haram, this is what the ulama and the scholars have mentioned, that whoever does not refrain from earning haram, consuming haram, will eat hot and bitter tuhar, a fruit, after remaining hungry for a very long time, The effect of this fruit is such that when the person who eats haram, the one who earns haram, the one who is not concerned at all about haram and halal, he will be given such a fruit to eat that will shred his heart into pieces. It will tear his heart into pieces. It will tear his liver into pieces. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that it is a very bitter and sour fruit. That the effect of this is that this person will be in such pain that can never ever be even imagined. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the tricks of shaitan. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from earning haram, and only we should earn halal. Be honest in our work. Be honest with our job. Be honest with our earnings. Be honest in our businesses. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, unfortunately today, such a time has come that people are pushed from pillar to post. People are forced into this because of the pressure from their families. And I will mention this openly because this is the fact and truth. It is a sin to be poor in this day and age. People regard this as a very low thing. You know, if the son-in-law cannot provide for his wife, the father-in-law and mother-in-law get very pressurized, and they would put such amount of pressure on the in-laws, on the son-in-law, that then he has to go to that extent of earning haram rozi. I mean, he does not have to do so. It is his wish, but then he goes to earn haram. And I will give you the ahadith in the books mentioned regarding those people who go to that extent, because it's pressure. It is a pressure, and it is a tension from the family relatives, from the family members, because they regard it as a very bad thing to be poor in the family. You know, it's a sin. You cannot be poor. If a person is trying to survive on something which is little and he has sufficient funds to live from month to month, from day to day, but the demands are so high in the family, the standards are so high, that the person has to now invest in interest. Allahu Akbar. Just ponder and reflect over the fact that when you were at the bank, before signing that document, signing that form, which is a war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You did it for the sake of providing a shelter over your family, whereas you could have done with something which Allah has given you through lawful means. But no, I want to sign that form of interest. I want to sign the document which is actually declaring a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, humne socha nahi tha ki hamari saath qiyamat ke din kya hoga? How would we face our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed his sahaba ikram that a time will come when people will have to run from one mountain to another, from one cave to another, just to save his iman, just to save his religion. Why? It will become so difficult to remain steadfast on the deen that people will have to hide. People will have to protect their iman by hiding in one hole or in one cave, and from one cave to another cave. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then the hadith goes on. It's a very lengthy hadith. And then the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then informs his sahaba. Then what happens? That person will then, for the sake of his family members, for the sake of his wife and children, if not for their sake, then for the sake of his parents, if not for their sake, then for the sake of his relatives and friends, he will enter Jahannam. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallam, how can someone enter Jahannam for the sake of another person? Then the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, because of what he had done for others in the world. For the sake of your family, to keep them high at those standards, to provide the best, no matter however you provided it, we would steal, we would lie, we would cheat, we would deceive people, we would hurt people, we would do such types of businesses that would put others down, totally to the ground, just so that we could provide a shelter over our family. Allahu Akbar. If he never done that for his wife and children, maybe for his parents' sake he done that. If not for them, then maybe for his friends and relatives he have done that. For someone's sake, because of someone, they will be the reason for him to burn in the hellfire. It's because they asked for certain things. And he could have said, no, well, you know what, we can only survive with this. We can deal and we can manage with this little that Allah has given us. Allah will provide barakat in this. But no, instead of remaining content with which Allah has given him, with that which Allah has provided him with, it is not there. The greed of accumulating more and more wealth has, you know, increase in the hearts of people, that now they would go to any extent to do it. So the mafhum and the summary of the hadith is that he will enter hell because of others. Others will be the reason for him to enter Jahannam. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his mercy upon us. Amir Ahl Sunnah have written in his beautiful poetry. Let us recite together and understand from this couplet.
Gunahkar talabgar afwo جس میں ہے حوصلہ یا رب کہیں کا آہ گناہ نے اب نہیں چھوڑا عذاب نار عذاب نار سے عطار کو بچا عطار کو بچا یا رب.
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. عذاب سہنے کا حوصلہ, who from amongst us can tolerate even the slightest punishment of the day of judgment? Impossible. The one who believes, he can tolerate it. Ulamas and scholars have mentioned he would leave the folds of Islam instantly, because you and I, no one can even manage the slightest punishment. When you and I become restless when a mosquito bites us, when you and I become restless when we stand 5 minutes under the hot scorching heat, we get sunburnt, we're going to put ointments, sunblock and sun cream to protect ourselves from the heat of the sun, which is only facing its back to us. On the day of judgment, the sun will face its chest towards the earth. 1.25 miles above the heads, the earth will be transformed into copper. Dear viewers and listeners of Bhadri channel, for this temporary world, the cheating and the deceiving which we do to one another, it is so difficult to even trust a brother in this day and age. People say, no, brother, I can't trust him in business. He's very dirty. He plays a very dirty game. I can't trust him with anything. It's so hard to trust each another. Imagine in those days, people used to take so much of precaution. They were so conscious about all these things. Imagine, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa had given that amount of goods in charity. Why? He never told the defect to the next person before buying it. Hazrat Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman forgot to narrate the defects. In this day and age, we'll say, chalo, achha hua. Humne bataya nahi tha. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Ma'azallah. We get happy when we get to know the buyer never asked about the mileage of the car. He never asked about the faults of the vehicle. Just for that little extra money that we could have earned, we became happy because that bank balance was then transferred into our account. It increased our bank balance. But on the other hand, on the day of judgment, when our deeds will be weighed on mizan, the wife will come and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, she will put a claim in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that my husband fed us haram, but he never informed us from where he was getting this wealth. Allahu Akbar. Mother, father, children, everyone will come and take all the good deeds of this person. This is also a summary of a hadith. And finally, this person will then look at his family and with tears and regret in his eyes, he will say, and now I have the burden of your gunas and sins, whereas you have taken all my good deeds, which were equivalent to mountains. The bad deeds of others will be transferred into his account and he will take the good deeds of others. The end result is what? In the dunya, you escaped by eating haram. But on the day of judgment, no one can be saved, dear viewers and listeners. Allahu Akbar. Remember well, the Muslim who feeds halal to his family leads a peaceful and a prosperous life. This is a very good way of living or living a prosperous life. A good life. The blessings of halal is that those who earn and eat halal gain special status amongst people. Their words even have impact on the hearts of people. Sins of those who earn and eat halal are forgiven, and their prayers and answers are accepted. Their du'as are accepted. Sir, aap soche, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was passing by a person, and this person was crying and making du'a. He was besieging in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to this extent, ki aansu nikal rahe the, banda ro raha tha, aahu zari kar raha tha. آنسو بہا رہا تھا, رو رو کر کے, گر گرا کر کے دعائیں مانگ رہا تھا. موسیٰ علیہ السلام then thought to himself, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I had the power and ability of fulfilling his wishes, if I was given this authority, I would have fulfilled the wishes of this person. Allah Azza wa Jal then revealed wahi to Musa علیہ السلام, Oh Musa, if this person cries to this extent that he dies whilst crying, or if he raises his hands to this extent that his hands would end up touching the skies, then too I would never fulfill the dua and the wishes of this person. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rahman Rahimin, why? Why would you not do so? Allah Azza wa Jal then revealed wahi and revelation upon Musa that, oh Musa, the reason for this is that this person eats haram. He consumes that which is haram. He wears that which is haram. And in his house, he has all that which is haram. What is stocked in his house is also haram. What he's eating is haram. What he's wearing is haram. Everything is haram about this person. I would never ever accept his dua. Even if he cries to this extent that he dies whilst crying, or he raises his hands, even if his hands touch the sky, I would never accept his dua and prayer. Imagine, dear viewers, under somebody in the channel. Kuch hadithe sun lete, inshallah, uske baad hum ek pyara pyara package bhi dekhenge. And do not forget, we also have a muballigh of Da'wat Islami with whom we shall be connecting in the next few moments and minutes, inshallah. Prior to that, let us listen to this emotional and beautiful motivational hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever eats halal for 40 days, whoever eats halal, pure food, he earns pure and he eats pure for 40 days, Allah Azza wa Jal will brighten his heart and will make the springs of wisdom flow from his tongue. Meaning he will speak words of wisdom. Ay, 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 ay. And Allah Azza wa Jal will guide him in the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal will guide him in the hereafter. 40 din tak jo halal khaye. This is the blessing of eating halal. That Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him with such wisdom that only wisdom will flow from his tongue. Furthermore, dear viewers, whoever earns lawful wealth and then eats it himself or wore the clothing obtained from that earning which was halal, and he clothes others, meaning such as his family members, his wife and children, with that which is halal. He buys for them clothes and garments with only halal earnings. Allahu Akbar. Then this deed of his is a blessing and purity for him. This amal and this action of his is indeed commendable. Subhanallah. It is something which is very much admired. And lastly, another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sa'ad humbly said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray for me that Allah must accept my dua. Pray that my du'as must be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Sa'ad, purify what you eat. Your prayers will be answered. If only you can obtain and eat that which is pure, which is tayyib, which is halal. Subhanallah. So from this hadith, we also learn that if our du'as and our supplications aren't answered, if we find that we are making a certain du'a for many years, and we find that we are feeling that our du'as are not being answered, then we should recheck our actions, our amal. We should recheck whether that which we are eating is halal or not. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let us connect with our Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, Alhamdulillah. And it's time to introduce him. He is no new face to Madani channel, but rather, mashallah, he's a very good Muballigh. And whenever I see him in person, it just brings a smile to my face, mashallah. And he is none other than our respected Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, Amiruddin Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Amiruddin bhai, it's a pleasure having you on Madani channel, connecting with you, and we are listening to your melodious voice, MashaAllah. How are you doing today, Amiruddin bhai? MashaAllah, Amiruddin bhai, we are making your ziyarat at the same time, and you have joined our program called The Early Echo, and our viewers are listening to you. Inshallah, Zawajal, our topic of discussion today is the excellence of halal and warnings against haram. What Madani pearls would you share with us, Amiruddin bhai?
Okay, one regarding halal, there's a very beautiful episode that took place during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. As you know, it was his habit that he used to go with his in disguise, and usually with his companion Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, to go at night and just to see the condition of people. And once he came to a very small house in a very poor area, and he heard whispering, and he heard the mother telling the daughter that the amount of milk that they got is very little, that she must add some water.
Yeah.
Because she said in her young days she used to add water and they used to make money. And she advised the daughter to do the same. Yeah. And the mother said, okay, when you, they call that adulteration, that means adding water to milk. But she said, you did that when you were not a Muslim. Allah. She says, the daughter is a young girl. She's saying to the mother, that you did when you were not a Muslim, but now we are Muslims. and we're not supposed to do this. But the mother said to the daughter, you know what, just carry on. But she said, this is the order of the caliph, that we must not do these kind of things. And she insisted, but the caliph has forgotten us. We are poor. Nobody worry about us. We can make money and water to the milk. And this way we'll have some money to live. But she said, no, then that food that we're going to get is going to be unlawful. And as a Muslim, she said, I'm not going to go against the order of the caliph because we cannot deceive other Muslims. She, as a young girl, she was insisting that she's not going to listen to her mother. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu got very, very impressed. And the mother said, okay, go and sleep. In the morning, we'll see what we can do. Again, the girl refused. The next morning, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent someone to buy milk from them. And he tested the milk and it was pure milk, no water. And then he summoned the mother and the girl to the court. And there were people present and he explained to them. And the mother was trembling, but he forgave the mother. And he said, because Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned, you need to give him, you know, money. He said, no, I will give her something even more. He said, what she did is even more than money. He said, I want her to be my daughter-in-law. Hmm. Alhamdulillah. And he had his two elder sons, Hazrat Abdullah and Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah, married. But his third son, Asim radiallahu anhu, he was not married. So he agreed and he got this girl married to his son and became his daughter-in-law. And what he said, because of a pure character, it will benefit the deen. Imagine this. And eventually, now imagine what happened. Look at the purity. Her daughter got married to Hazrat Abdul Aziz. And what a pious man he was. So they show you that if you do whatever is halal, it has lots of barakat. And unfortunately, we find these days people are so engrossed in acquiring wealth. So they don't care whether it's halal or haram and they just carry on. And the sad part of it is, if you feed your children and your family haram, obviously it affects their spirituality as well. So imagine you earn all the haram wealth and you pass away, and your children are carrying on with this, the same type of business. It's going to be for you everlasting punishment. So that's why it's important for us to understand that Allah has even said in the Holy Quran, many verses, that we must eat what is pure. That means we are commanded by Almighty Allah. We cannot do and we cannot go against Almighty Allah. But there's many, many hadiths and many Quranic ayats.
Yes, Aminuddin Bhai, definitely there are many ahadith, and therefore we mentioned those ahadith, Aminuddin Bhai. The problem is that people actually play, you know, lottos, and they would go to the casinos, astaghfirullah, gamble just to earn some extra money. And the intention to get that extra money so I can buy a car, maybe I can do some shopping for my family. And some of them are well off to do, meaning they have wealth to sustain themselves. They have an income which is manageable for the month. But the greed of accumulating more and more wealth, or it could be the opposite. Sometimes pressure from the family, as we mentioned early on, that it is their desire that my husband can do this, my husband must beat the neighbor. You know, they have everything, we don't have everything. And they look at others and always feel inferior and others to be superior in terms of wealth. And they want to be there like others as well. And therefore, they would choose those paths which are leading to hell, such as gambling, stealing, lying, you know, and such games, Amiruddin Bhai, that actually lead person into more and more problems. I have seen such people that they are in such debts, you know, always owing money to others because they take money from here and they put it there, they take that money there, they invest it somewhere else, and all haram businesses and all haram working. So what nasiha and advice would you give to such people, Amiruddin Bhai?
It's a nasiha from Hazrat Mulana Naqi Ali. It says, this is very important, that the dua of those people who eat haram, the dua will never be answered. So you can imagine that. If you go against the command of Allah, and even if you make dua, and there's lots of people who got problem with business, problem with the families, problem with jinn and etc., etc. And they come for tawhidah, they want help, all this kind of thing. But, and sometimes when you tell people that they have a problem with jinn, the first question they ask you is, who sent it to me? But if you are eating haram, you are actually inviting all the darkness in your life, because the mercy of Allah is not on you. So for people who do wrong things like earning haram, etc., eating haram, feeding the children haram, when musibat come on them, their own hands is bringing the musibat. If not, somebody is sending it. But the first thing people say, who sent this to me? So we have to look at how and what we do. Because in this way, we are earning the wrath of Allah. So obviously, one important thing is always remember that we're going to die. And imagine if your coffin is bought with haram money. Imagine if your mayat operation is done with haram money. How are you going to get salvation? So these are things that people don't understand. The thing is, the glitter of the world, as you said, sometimes the family put pressure, you want another car, this, that. Now the other very serious thing that is a problem regarding haram earning, and this must be discussed maybe in a separate program, the thing about gambling. You find many people, and now it's becoming so common, people are gambling on the net, internet. So it's very simple. That means they have money in the bank and whatever they win, it comes to the bank, nobody knows. So they do this kind of thing, maybe in a locked room. But Almighty Allah is aware of everything. Now what people don't understand, this is what we must explain. Your risk is ordained by Allah. Whatever you're going to earn for the day, it is by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you choose to have it halal or haram. Because if you do haram, the same halal earning you make in haram with your own hand. It's not that when you go and gamble, you're going to get extra money that was not meant for you. It wasn't in your taqdeer. The shaitan came and gave you that money. So can you imagine how stupid people are who gamble, who do earn haram? Because whatever risk you make, if you do it in a haram way or halal way, that risk is fixed. So if the risk that is halal for you by doing wrong things, by underweight, shortchanging people, lying to people about your goods, the same money that you're earning, that was in a taqdeer, it was not going to change. But you chose to make the halal into haram. Now see how simple our deen is. If you understand that, Wallahu
khayrun raziq.
He is the best provider of risk. Allah gave us risk. So if the risk is coming to you, Allah is not going to give you haram risk. That is your choice. If you disobey Allah and do all these wrong things, that means your own halal earning. And as I said, lots of people go and gamble. So they think, if I didn't gamble, and sometimes shaitan attacks them. They may hear about that person who was gambling, he made 1 million rand. So now they think, I can make that as well. But if whatever is in your risk, you will get it at that appointed time, it is from Almighty Allah. Because as Muslims, we believe and we must believe, Wallahu khayru raziqeen. The best provider of risk is Allah, nobody else. So we have this yaqeen and tawakkal on Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Gee, what I'm saying is, Amiruddin Bhai, you mentioned about the yaqeen and conviction part, mashallah. It is very, very true. And a Muslim should think for a moment, look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whereas He has taken it upon His own mercy when He says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no one that walks on this earth whose sustenance is not dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Rabbi Kareem, that Rabbi Kainat, that Malik Mawla, that Creator, who even provide sustenance to those, look at the species of spiders. They lay over 30,000 eggs. Allahu Akbar. Different species of spiders. That Rabbi Kareem who provides rosy for them even in the dark woods, in the jungles, wherever they are. Look at the ants, the queen ants. I have studied, Amiruddin Bhai says that it has mentioned that they lay like 10,000 eggs. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rosy for them as well. They don't even save anything for the next day. Everything is dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as insans supposed to have more aql, more brains and more intellect than even these animals which don't even have aql-e saleem. Allahu Akbar, complete intellect. We are supposed to think better than animals, but yet they do not save anything. And they know very well that Rabb who fed us today will feed us tomorrow as well. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, we have plannings of 6-7 months from now. 1 year from now, if the yaqeen is strong, the conviction is strong, the bharosa and the confidence is only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course a person will not run or haste or be majboor to go and earn haram rozi. He will fear that he has to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Ji Amruddin bhai, all these waqiyas and stories are there as a source of motivation for us. Another very beautiful waqiyah, Amruddin bhai, is about Khaja Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, who was a great person. He has said himself that he once went to Tarsus to search for a job. And he was searching for a job to earn a halal livelihood in this world. And it has been mentioned that kaam ke silsile mein jab ye bahir gaye to job mila, a person approached him who said, I'm looking for a person who can take care of my farm, a orchard. I have a grape farm and I want someone who can take care of it, and this is the wage and this is the salary. Everything was discussed, the deal was done. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala, itne bade buzurg guzre, subhanallah, he accepted this job and position to work in the farm of a person for a certain amount of wage. And kai dino ke baad, after a very long time, once this owner of the farm, he brought some friends and came to the farm, and he indicated to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham ki bring some fresh grapes and come to me. So Ibrahim bin Adham brought some grapes and came, and this owner of the orchard then broke that grape and put in his mouth, and then he said it instantly, what have you brought and come? Itne bitter, itne katthe, so sour grapes you have brought. You are staying here for so long in the farm, don't you know that you don't know how to differentiate between sweet and sour? Assuming that he stays in the farm, he is living here, to jo banda wahan khud reh raha ho to zahir si baat hai kha bhi raha hoga, pee bhi raha hoga, chak bhi raha hoga, khub khata hoga. Allahu Akbar. Saying this to Ibrahim bin Adham, that you are living in the farm, don't you know what is sweet and sour, and you brought such sour grapes and came to me? How do I feed this to my friends and eat it myself? So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala replied and said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, you had employed me to stay in the farm and take care of your farm. You never told me that I can also eat from these grapes. And therefore, for all the time that I spent in this farm or in this orchard, I had never ever eaten a single grape without your ijazat and permission. Allahu Akbar. Astonished by this. This person was shocked that aise bhi log hote hain is dunya mein. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, hame to batane ki hajat hi nahi hoti hai, humse koi bataye bina to hum khud wo cheez kar lete hain. Astaghfirullah. Sometimes it is due to the influence of shaitan. We think everything is halal for us and anything we can do, whatever we feel or we desire to do. Jazakallah Amiruddin bhai for your beautiful words of wisdom, your nasihat, your advice that you had given. Amiruddin bhai, mashallah, our time is up, and unfortunately we have to cut off right here. We say shukran to you, Amiruddin bhai, and we look forward having you once again on Madani channel and taking your advice, words of wisdom, very emotional and very positive words of wisdom you had shared with us, mashallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to practice upon what we have heard. We say shukran to you, Amiruddin bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this was our Muballigh Da'wat Islami, brother Amiruddin Attari Sallamahul Bari. And we hope that once again in the near future, we can connect with him again and hear his beautiful advices that he shares with us. We have come to the end. We shall be back with another program. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And remember, wherever you are, the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
الله الله start your day with remembrance of Allah start your day with remembrance of Allah